Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. The Bible says no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. In today's message, Pastor Joel expands on our position when engaged in warfare as he begins a new teaching series entitled Hunkering Down in Warfare.
The sermon today is Hunkering Down in Warfare. Mm-hmm. Hunkering Down in Warfare. All right? And most of you, I probably should first give a definition of that phrase, hunkering down. I know Spirit of True Church Worldwide, you all probably know what I'm talking about. I've mentioned it a few times, but just in case people don't know, hunkering down, what's that about? Is that about a hunk? No, it's not a hunk. It's not a piece of cheese. It's about hunkering down, okay? It's a term which has varied and yet similar meanings. One simple meaning of hunkering down is to lower your body down, to lower one's body down by bending at the leg, sort of as in a crouch or a squat. It means to get down, to get low, amen? All right, that's one meaning. Another meaning of hunkering down means to stand firm. Get down, stand firm, hold on relentlessly to your position. That's another definition of the term hunkering down, okay? It's getting set. Have you ever seen a back catcher in a game? He gets set. He gets down. He gets in position to receive something, okay? So that's another definition of hunkering down. And you've heard me use this term before. You've heard me say that let's hunker down in our foxholes, okay? Well, in that case, that's an old military term. That's an old military term or a military colloquialism, and it talks about soldiers holding fast in warfare. They gather themselves together. Sometimes they hunker down to regroup, okay? Sometimes they hunker down to tend to the wounded. There was a movie called Heartbreak Ridge, I think it was. And it's a true story about a Christian who went to war, but he didn't fight. He refused to carry a rifle. It's a true story. And they had to take a hill. And the Japanese would come, that was during the war, and they would come and they would wipe out several people. And they had to hunker down. They had to regroup. But guess what? Each day, they had to go back and take that hill again, marching into certain death. And then when people were shot and arms blown off and legs blown up, guess what? They had to regroup. They had to hunker down. Sometimes as the enemy walked right over the top of them. Hunker down. So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the different terms, but hunkering down refers to maneuvers in a battle. Do you understand that?
Hacksaw Ridge.
That's what it's talking about. I'm sorry. I said Heartbreak Ridge. Hacksaw Ridge. Mm-hmm. Pastor just told me. So thank you. Mm-hmm. So hunkering down in battle. And I think we can all see pretty clearly how this relates to warfare. Especially physical warfare. See, in physical warfare, you see the ebb and the flow of fighting. Amen?
Amen.
You see how one side or one opposing force tries to overtake the other opposing force. So there is a battle going on. Each side strategically advancing and retreating. The bullets flying. The bombs bursting. The trumpets blowing. This is warfare, okay? The trumpet sounding. There's not a war that has been waged in the history of the world where soldiers have not been expected at some time or another to hunker down. There's a time when you have to hunker down. And there are other definitions of what the term hunker down, to hunker down means, and we will explore those as we go further into this sermon. Can't tell it all at one time, okay? But let me put this into clear view for you, clear perspective. All you need to do is look around you, wherever you are, sequestered in your homes, wherever you are, at work, on your cell phone, just look around. And you'll see that whether we know it or not, or whether we want to admit it or not, we are all engaged in warfare. Right now, there's a war going on.
Amen.
We know there's physical war, but I'm talking about a spiritual war. There is war going on, and ever since the creation of man, there's been war, okay? The Bible says in Job 5:7 that man is born to trouble as sparks fly upward. Did you hear that? Man is born to trouble as sparks fly upward, okay? That means we're always in the thick of it. In other words, if you're in this world, okay, it's not going to be a cakewalk. That's what it means. This world is not our home. Did you know that?
Passing through.
This is not heaven. Did you know that? Have you seen the signs to show you that this is not heaven? Okay. So this, but it's not going to be a cakewalk. There's going to be trouble brewing in the world. There's going to be trouble in some form or another, sometimes in many forms. But there's going to be trouble. So we need to understand what it means to have to hunker down in spiritual warfare. Amen?
Amen.
You see, friends, even when Adam and Eve were in the garden, they were in the Garden of Eden where things were good. You remember that? Things were good in the garden. God completed everything, said this is good. There was good in the garden, but there was also evil lurking. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. There was a serpent in the midst of paradise. In the midst of the garden, there was a serpent. Was there not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You could say that something may have been amiss in the bliss. All right? Pastor said, I like the rhyme. It just comes out. There was something amiss. Okay? There was something in the garden, something in the air that wasn't savory. Let's put it like that. And it would have behooved Adam and Eve to really hunker down during their time in the garden. You see, to hunker down means to stand fast also. To hold on stubbornly to your position. To refuse to abandon your position.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that God had given them a position. God had showed them and told them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, to hunker down means to hold firm, to stand pat. Concerning the principles you've learned.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? To hold fast concerning the principles you've learned.
Amen.
And I'll give you some examples of the importance of hunkering down and standing firm on proper principles as compared to standing on improper principles. To hunker down doesn't mean to stand fast on your own principles, because your own principles may not be proper principles.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to learn to stand fast on the principles that you have received, that you have been taught, the principles that you have been learned. You have to be able to stand fast on the truth. I want you to know that the Bible is truth.
Yes.
When God gives you a word from this Bible, that means that's the principle I want to stand on.
God's principle.
I may not feel like standing on it, but if I want to stand on proper principles, it's got to be the Word of God.
Yes.
You see what I mean? And it's the person that taught you. Now, who did Adam and Eve learn from?
God.
But God himself.
Mm-hmm.
Walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Adam and Eve learned from God himself. But the problem is that although they learned from God, they didn't hunker down and hold fast to what God told them. You see what I mean? They didn't hunker down. They didn't follow the instruction and the teaching that they had received. Did they?
No, they didn't, unfortunately.
All right, let's look at this. Let's go back for a minute. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 2. I'm going to ask Pastor Annalisa to read that for us. Genesis chapter 2, just read verses 15 to 17. Just those two verses.
Genesis 2, 15 to 17 says,
mm-hmm.
Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden and tend Garden of Eden to tend and keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat.
That's right.
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. That sounds like something important to me. All right. That sounds important. We see here how the Lord had spoken to Adam and both Eve. And what we could determine here is that he was saying to hunker down. He was saying something to take this thing on with abject determination. Mm-hmm. Hear what I'm saying, amen. Don't abandon what I'm telling you now. That's what's going on. But let's go a little further. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3, and let's go to verses 1 to 6 and see what that says, Pastor.
Genesis 3, verse 1 to 6.
Now listen to this.
Now the serpent mm-hmm. was more cunning than any beast of the field,
all right.
which the Lord God had made. Mm-hmm. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, mm-hmm. but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.
Lest you die. Keep going.
Verse 4 says, then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, mm-hmm. and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Mm-hmm. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, mm-hmm. and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. Mm-hmm. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
All right. Let's stop right there. Thank you so much. Do you see something going on here? We see how Eve turned away from what she had received from God, okay? Adam was culpable as well. They're both wrong, but you see that they were lured away. I'm not even gonna say Eve, I'm gonna say both of them, okay? They both were lured away because Adam was culpable as well, amen? After all, the Lord has spoken to Adam first, amen? So they were lured away from their conviction. They were persuaded to sin instead of hunkering down on what God told them. You see what I mean? Instead of holding fast to what God had told them. You could say that instead of holding down with what God had told them, they got up and ran instead with the devil. And that's what happened. They got up and ran with the devil. See, there are some people out there right now who have been avoiding God. There are some people you know. There are some people that may be friends or relatives of yours that says, I've been running from God. Mm-hmm. And you need to know that when you run away from God, you run right into the arms of the devil. You better believe it, okay? Because we're seeing it today. There's a spiritual war on display right now. You're in it, but you're also seeing it.
Yes.
And if we don't run to God, we may as well just say we're running to the devil. Because if you don't serve the Lord, you're going to serve yourself. And the devil's going to be in your ear telling you anything you might want to hear. Amen? To get you to sin. That's why we have to hold fast and hunker down and know that you're in a war. Some people don't even know about this spiritual warfare that's going on. They keep saying they want to get back to normal. Ain't nothing normal about this world. This is an abnormal place. But we believe we're comfortable in our sin. Amen? So if you're going to be in this world, at least be protected and know that you're in a war. Okay? And that's what God wants us to know. And this is what has plagued the human race even to this very day. We are now living in the year 2020. Okay? 2020. And here we are, no less influenced by evil than our predecessors, Adam and Eve, were. You see, mankind might have free will, but I'll tell you what, we don't have a free will. All right? Because even though Jesus paid for our sins, we still must repent in turn. Amen? We've got to turn away from our sins, and we've got to turn away from our old nature and turn to the Lord and adopt the new nature. Okay? Jesus paid for our sins. He's giving you a get out of jail free card. He's giving you a free gift card, but baby, we got to endorse the card, or the card's no good.
Amen.
You can't use a credit card that you haven't endorsed. You got to at least put in your PIN number. Amen? So when Jesus gives us this, he's paid the cost, he's paid the price.
Yes.
Endorse the doggone thing. Start walking with Jesus. Start believing in Jesus. Start
yes.
asking him to change hearts and change. Start believing in prayer. Start praying over places. Start praying over people. If you were the man that don't act right, douse him with oil in his sleep. I don't know. Rub his feet. Say, baby, I'm just rubbing your feet and all his toes down with holy water. Just pray for him either way, because God has given us some things that we can do.
Amen.
Amen. He's given us some things that we can do, even though Jesus has paid the cost for our sins with his life. So what we as humans must come to understand is that we are at war. Mm-hmm. You're at war. We're in a life and death struggle, whether you want to hear it or not. Okay? We're in a life and death struggle, a fight, if you will, for your salvation. Satan is not above taking you out physically. He will, as you know. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what it says in John 10:10. That's Satan. Man has been killing man since the creation of man. Since Adam and Eve fell, we've been taking each other out. And it seems that brother has been killing brother ever since day one. The Israelite nation, Ishmael and Isaac, the Crips and the Bloods in California. In Chicago, it was the Black Peystone Nation and the Gangster Disciples, the Egyptian warlords. I could go on the La Familia Nuestra, on and on. You got black gang, Latino gang, white gang, man killing man, brother coming against brother. Somebody's at the root of all this.
Yes.
Somebody's at the root of all this. Come on now.
Come on.
We're talking about hunkering down in the Word of God. If you search the Word, it'll give you truth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It'll give you truth. Man has been killing man all this time in physical wars. They've always been evidence. Centuries ago, man fought with sticks and stones. Then that gave way to using sharp objects like arrows and javelins and spears and different things like that, swords and knives. Finally, man developed gunpowder. Oh, why'd he do that? Then he started making his own bullets, explosives. Then he graduated into dynamite and C4 and started just blowing up everything, okay? Then there came nuclear warfare, huh? Now we've graduated into biological germ warfare. You better believe it. Germ warfare, where mankind is caught up warring and tampering with the very air we breathe through germ warfare. Millions stand to die, even more than millions stand to die. Of course, physically, because this is what happens in a war. Lives are lost. There are casualties of war. You've heard that. And the casualties mount. But friends, this can all be traced back to the very beginning of man's existence. Tell us again, Pastor. Read that one more time. What the Bible says in Genesis 2, verse 15, 17. Just read that one more time.
2:15-17 tells us. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die."
You shall surely die. That's the Lord. That's the creator of the world. The creator of man is telling man, that if you deviate from what I'm telling you to do, you shall surely die. You just signed your own death warrant if you do what I told you not to do. If you deviate from my instruction, if you don't hold fast to the position that I've given you, there's going to be trouble. So you see how these things that we are experiencing in the present age, they've been perpetuated. Now, you can go back to the garden and see the beginning of it, our problem. Mankind began to die. We began to age. We began to incur sickness. We began to have all kinds of lurid thoughts and a sin nature.
Yes.
Cain killed his brother.
Yes.
On and on. Jacob was deceitful.
Yes.
On and on.
Yes.
Laban started to try to run the con game on people, and everything else started happening. David committed murder, peeking at Bathsheba, and all this other stuff. You see how we just fell into the pit.
Yes.
Yes.
We fell into the pit. We began to die. You see, you need to know that there's more going on than meets the eye. How could all these people mess up? How could all these people just fall away? Look at what we're seeing today. How can you just go and do some of the things that you do? Look back in the Bible and it tells you how. It tells you why. There's more going on than you and I can see. Let me make this a little clearer for you. Let me get away from what we see in the natural. Let me make this clearer for you. Pastor, take us to Ephesians, please. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 13, please.
Ephesians 6, 10 to 13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Come on.
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places.
What this scripture is saying that either way, what I want you to know is either way, this is both for people that know the scripture and also people that don't know it, but people who have heard it before. Because whether you've heard about the demonic or not, you need to be reminded daily that there are demonic forces at work. Because we can be so caught up in our worldly lives that we forget about the demonic and how it affects us, okay? We seem to want to give the devil a place in our lives.
Yes.
And you won't know if you don't know about spiritual warfare. See, demons are going to come at you daily. That's why we need to be ready in season and out. We have to be ready daily. Jesus says to take up your cross and follow me. He says take it up daily in Luke 9:23. Okay? He says take up your cross and follow me. He says that, but he also says to take it up daily. Okay? Because the devil's going to come at you daily. You can believe that. As soon as you clear one hurdle, there's going to be another one. You're seeing it today. Okay?
Amen.
So even if you're a born fighter, there comes a time, there comes a day, there comes a minute. Even when you're a born fighter, I'll say it again, you might like to fight. There comes a time, a day, a minute, an instance where you don't feel like fighting. And that's when that enemy is going to jump all over your behind. When you're not ready to fight this spiritual warfare. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about, because see, you're looking at an ex-born fighter. I was a born fighter by nature. I came out fighting in the projects. I fought, I expected a fight. People wanted to fight me, and guess what? I wanted to fight them back. And I did not want to lose. So I was a fighter and I progressed. I progressed in fighting. I progressed in pugilism. I progressed in the martial arts. I was a fighting so-and-so. I fought people. I fought wooden dummies. And I fought some dummies with a heartbeat, if you know what I mean. But I was a fighter, if you know what I'm talking about. I was a fighter. But with all of that, in my past, before I met the Lord, this was, regardless of all the preparedness and all the training to fight and all the hundreds and thousands of striking maneuvers and kicks and knife play and shooting and learning how to aim and learning how to shoot at the nighttime and how to do everything, there came a time when I didn't feel like fighting. And I let my guard down.
Ephesians 6 declares, "Take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness." This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. To listen to today's message and previous broadcasts, go to spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. And while you're there, connect and follow us on Facebook and YouTube. And if you've been blessed by today's message, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimony, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. Financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click on the donate button. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us live on Facebook, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of this powerful series, Hunkering Down in Warfare with Pastor Joel. Until next time.